Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Warp!
So, Brad, there's been a phenomenon lately from Disney that I honestly have no idea what it is, where it came from. So, tell me about Orange Bird.
So, tell you about Orange Bird, yes. Which has been a phenomenon since 2012 when he returned to Adventureland. So, Orange Bird was actually developed by Disney back in the 70s. If you read Disney Parks blog, you know, they say that, you know, he was designed for specifically for Magic Kingdom Park. I've seen other people say that he was involved with Florida citrus growers. But either way, he was essentially just kind of this park specific sort of mascot. And even more so than park specific, he was Sunshine Tree Terrace specific. So that's what he was there for. He was, you know, a character that was related to Sunshine Tree Terrace. But what's kind of cool about him is, you know, he had this following. There was lots of stuff that came out that can, you know, that had the Orange Bird image, and they even released an Orange Bird song at one point back in 1971. The Sherman Brothers wrote the Orange Bird song.
Oh, wow.
So he had a song devoted to him and everything. And then, like I said, he went away. And then in 2012, he shows back up in Adventureland. And we've been seeing more and more of a Orange Bird resurgence, I guess. And in fact, recently, Disney announced that they were going to be launching a whole new line of Orange Bird home decor. So you've got like dish towels, plates, cups, salt and pepper shakers, all this like stuff for your kitchen that's now going to be all Orange Bird. And then, of course, there are Orange Bird pins now and pillows and plushes. So Orange Bird is is one of these kind of random things that Disney came up with to, I mean, really what feels like to pimp Sunshine Tree Terrace. And they said, hey, we need something to revitalize Sunshine Tree Terrace, and brought back Orange Bird.
So retail is where Orange Bird came into my kind of field of knowledge. I guess I've never been to Sunshine Terrace before, and so I didn't ever notice him around there. But seeing these dish towels and I love the coffee mug. It's orange on the inside. It's got a green handle. It looks really cute. You know, an Orange Bird, he's got big Disney eyes, and he's a very cute, lovable character. And I think part of the reason that he's back, I think, is just because he is very, very lovable, and I think he's going to do okay on his own. But it's interesting, you talking, I was looking at the picture of him online, and I didn't notice until just now that his head is an orange.
Yes. So that's, you know, like I said, that's why I have no trouble believing that, you know, the Florida citrus growers or whatever either co-opted him, or, you know, it doesn't surprise me that he was involved with the citrus trade in Florida at some point, since, yeah, he's clearly an orange. You know, he's got the little leaves on the top of his head, and then the head itself is an orange.
Right. So this kind of segues into something that is kind of a bigger thing, and that's that Disney is selling much more stuff. Just like recently, they've launched a Shop Disney Parks app, and they've launched these retail magic bands and all of this stuff, and they're really stepping up their merch game in a way that, you know, especially with the Shop Disney Parks app, where used to be, you know, it was a big deal to visit every single resort when you went to get the resort specific merchandise. But now a lot of that resort specific merchandise is purchasable from your phone, just
right
anywhere.
Yeah. And so for those of you who somehow have missed out on this, there is an app that you can download, and then you can look through, essentially it's kind of like Disney Store or something, but the difference is that where Disney Store has some park merch, like this has all of the park merch, and most of it, that you can actually purchase and you can have shipped to your resort or you can have shipped to your home.
That's the big one.
A trip upcoming, you can have resort merch shipped to your home. In fact, I just had 4 Magic Bands shipped to my house because that's right. I bought into the retail Magic Band. I got free Magic Bands and then paid for Magic Bands for my family. And then I'm having another one probably here tomorrow or the next day because, you know, one of them, there was something wonky happened and we lost one. So I had to order a different one. But anyway, some of these Magic Bands I could have gotten on DisneyStore.com. But at least one of them was a parks exclusive, not available on that site, but it was available on Disney Parks app. And so I ordered it. And now, you know, we're going to have them before we even have to get to the parks.
Well, and my favorite thing about this app is all the Polynesian stuff. You know, the Polynesian Village is such a unique resort. And it is far and away my favorite resort at Walt Disney World, but you can get all of the cool, like, tiki Hawaiian idol kind of stuff that used to you could only get in that gift shop anywhere, and that stuff is really, really cool.
Well, and you can also get event specific merchandise now. So,
oh, really?
For example,
no, I didn't know that.
So, for example, you know, if you go onto the Disney Parks app right now, you'll notice that in the new arrivals section, they've got quite a bit of stuff from the Epcot Food and Wine Festival. So you've got like food and wine pins and t-shirts and cups. And I think they even had like a little Figment Christmas ornament that you could get that was food and wine, you know, themed or whatever. So you're seeing things like that. Actually, the Magic Band that we could not get. Here's the thing. This whole thing is kind of glitchy right now because actually my sister wanted the Hocus Pocus Magic Band from the from the villain spell-tacular thing they had going on, and it was listed on the app as for sale. Now that's listed on the app as in-store purchase only. But yeah, so you know there was stuff that was available from that. So yeah, you're seeing not just resort specific or park specific, but even event specific merch now that you can order and have shipped to your home, even if you can't make it to that particular event.
Okay, I have two things. The first one, I just found the Mickey's Diner Vinylmation, which is amazing, but it is titled !! Mickey's Diner Vinylmation, which in most programming languages, the exclamation point means not. So is this not Mickey's Diner Vinylmation?
You know what though? You know what else it means? It means comes before A when sorted alphabetically because it is a symbol. So it could just as well be that. But yes, I do like the new Mickey's Diner Vinylmation.
Oh man, I don't know why that tickled me so much, but that's funny. Comes before A. So, the other thing, and I just want to play devil's advocate for a second, because as excited as I am to be able to buy Disney Parks merchandise from my house, it's kind of also not that great that now this stuff that used to be resort specific and used to be special in that way is no longer really special.
Yes, I agree with that. And now here's the thing. So let's take, for example, that Figment Christmas ornament, because I looked at that and I was like, this is awesome. Because okay, so it's a Figment ornament. Figment is, you know, got his little chef hat on, he's got his apron on, he's got a he's holding, you know, like a serving tray where the top of the serving tray is designed like the top of Spaceship Earth, so it has that geodesic design to it. And then the, you know, and he's got it open, and then the serving tray itself says Epcot Food and Wine Festival 2015. Awesome looking ornament. And at first I was like, dude, I've got to have one of these. And then I looked at it and I went, but I didn't go to the Food and Wine Festival.
Right.
Like, do I really care about having, it almost seems wrong to have something that's event specific because it's just going to be a thing at that point. It's not going to be associated with that event in my mind. It doesn't harken back to the memory of when I got this because we were at the Food and Wine Festival that one time.
Exactly. That's the kind of specialness I'm talking about. You know, all of my ear hats, all of Claire's and my Christmas decorations and ornaments came from a park, and it has a memory attached to it. And like you're saying, you know, if I didn't go to the Food and Wine Festival this year, I would feel really lame if somebody said, oh my gosh, I didn't know you went to the Food and Wine Festival this year. And I was like, oh no, I didn't. I just bought that. It's like if your friend bought you a band t-shirt from a concert, you know, you're like, oh, I didn't actually go, but I've got this shirt.
It's totally awesome.
Yeah.
Well, and now here's the thing. If you feel that way about it, all you really have to do is not buy the stuff, you know? And so I guess I don't have as much of an issue because of that. And I also don't have a really big issue with this because it cuts out all of the, or it cuts out, doesn't nearly cut out all of, it cuts out a lot of the eBay reselling that you would see of this merchandise was no longer park specific a long time ago. But the difference was that, you know, there were people who were, you know, marking it up 20% and then turning around and selling it on eBay. And, you know, if you really wanted, you know, so take, for example, like the Orange Bird stuff. The Orange Bird stuff is not event specific, and I don't feel like I have to have visited the parks to buy, you know, an Orange Bird mug.
Right.
I might still want an Orange Bird mug, and Disney has not always been the best about throwing this stuff on DisneyStore.com. So, you know, before my option was, okay, well, now I'm going to go on eBay and, oh yeah, that thing is like, you know, I don't know, $25 in the store and it's going to be $40 on eBay. And, well, now I really don't want that so badly. So I think for me, it has its place, even though, again, I do agree that some of the specialness, I guess, is taken away when you purchase with the app. But again, I used it for buying these Magic Bands because I would have, because we were going to get, we're getting there on Wednesday at like, I think we fly in at like 10:30 PM. So, you know, it's going to be like 11:30 by the time we get to the resort. We've got to be in the parks the very next day. My family will be there for rope drop because we are crazy like that. We will have that kind of a turnaround. So we would have had no time to grab these Magic Bands before our first day in the parks. And now we're going to have them. We're going to have them from day one for our entire trip. And that's how, that's how this particular item is going to gain its memories, is the fact that we'll have it from the beginning,
right,
for our trip.
Yeah, and I think you hit on the, I won't say cynical, but the realistic view of why they did this is because Disney wasn't getting any of that eBay resale money. And I really do think that part of the reason that they did this was that they saw a market for people who wanted this stuff that, you know, couldn't go every year or every, maybe even every 2, 3, 4, 5 years. I think that it benefits lots of people for being able to get not just event and resort specific stuff like you were saying, but Orange Bird merchandise, and it makes it a lot easier for people to buy gifts. So I think it's beneficial to other people, but I really do believe that the eBay market for this stuff really is what made Disney go, okay, maybe we should do this.
Well, and you made the comment that Disney got all the money off the eBay market, because all that the eBay people were doing was they were going to the Disney stores and buying the stuff, and then they turned around and then they listed it on their eBay market, and they were getting the difference between what Disney charged them and what they were charging us. Disney is now charging us what they were charging them. So Disney got paid either way. Disney really did this. I mean, cut out the middleman. But here's what they did. They created a better experience than what you'll ever get on eBay. They made the stuff more affordable, which in turn makes me, like I said, I'm not going to spend $40 on an Orange Bird mug. I'm sorry, I'm just not. But $25? Oh yeah, there's that chance that I'll get splurgy and I'll have an Orange Bird mug in the mail. And so, you know, they've got that. And then, like I said, the customer experience is clearly going to be better because, again, as buggy as this app is, I've already had an experience where, I had a Magic Band that I couldn't get. And so then I had to call. And you know what, though? When I called, I didn't get, rando person in Orlando who was reselling stuff that they bought at the discount shop. I got Disney customer service. So I got a really nice person who bent over backwards trying to find me this Magic Band anywhere that she possibly could. I got put on hold and got the new Disney, or you know what, it could have been there for 5 years, but the first time I heard it, the Disney Hold radio station. Disney has it's a playlist, but it's a playlist that is set up like a radio station with a DJ, and they're playing like Disney music, they're playing parks music, and like I could have sat on Disney Hold music for a good 30 minutes and I would have still been happy at the end of the day because I was listening to Disney music. So it's just all of that that created a better experience for me than I ever would have had buying this thing on eBay.
You don't think that eBay seller, Disney stuff 113 would have had cool Disney music on their voicemail when you had a complaint?
I don't think Disney stuff 113 would have given me their phone number to call to get their voicemail to fix the situation. And now, okay, here's the big secret right now, though. Normally, they charge shipping with this app, right? But they have now said that until, I think right now it's till November 22nd, free shipping on most items, which everything I've looked at so far, free shipping. So I'm sure there's some items that they're still charging shipping, probably some big stuff or something.
Yeah, the heavy stuff.
Yeah, but there's plenty of stuff. Like all of my Magic Bands came free shipping. So my trip dates are the 19th through the 21st. Guess what I'm going to do if I go to a store and I see something really cool that I want? I'm going to jump on the app and I'm going to send that sucker home. Unless it's something I need while I'm there, why wouldn't I just go ahead and have it? I don't have to pack it in my bag. I can order it right there in the store. I can look at it to know whether or not it's something I like. And then when I get home, it'll be there. And guess what? They don't even charge me sales tax because I don't live in Florida.
Oh, it's tax-free too?
That's right. That's right.
My gosh.
At least in Texas, it's tax-free.
Rad.
Yeah, they'll probably fix that eventually. But right now, free shipping, tax-free, which means it's cheaper than I could get it in any of the stores on property.
Right, and you don't have to fill out that form to get it shipped to your house.
No. Yeah, and that's the other thing. If it's something that I want while I'm there, but I don't like, it's something that I'm going to want for tomorrow, I can get on the app and I can have it shipped to my resort, just like if I bought something there and had them deliver it to my. I can do the exact same thing in
the
app. Yes, and have it delivered to my resort.
Like, as you can tell the app that you're staying at Disney World.
It's all tied to your My Disney Experience login.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm sure you have to pay sales tax at that point, but still. So
who cares?
So you have all of these different options. So it's just about Disney opening up more ways for people to shop. And the cynical side of me can very easily say it's all about Disney creating more ways for me to spend money. But guess what? They don't have to do that. I'll find a way to spend my money.
Everything they've done is more ways for you to spend money. I mean, you could say that Magic Bands is all a way to get you to spend more money.
Are you trying to say that my $20 a pop Magic Bands were somehow some deep, dark way of getting me? Oh, wait, I spent $20 a Magic Band. Never mind.
Disney is lately so good, and I guess forever, Disney has been so good at taking the friction out of giving them money, from planning your trip and using a Disney travel agent that is free to me, to go into the store or go into the parks and having a Magic Band that doesn't even feel like spending money because I just swipe my little Magic Band and the thing shows up in my resort the next day. Like, they are nailing this whole, like, what's money? Everything's just fluid. Just, you want this thing? Just swipe your band. Everything's great.
Yeah, but I don't care because I enjoy the lack of friction. I enjoy Disney opening up more options for me. And, I think that Disney's playing this smart, though, because, again, they haven't allowed you to buy just everything that's there. They're still going to be, again, looking at like the Hocus Pocus Magic Band, and I'm sure Mickey, the Very Merry Christmas Party is going to have event exclusive merchandise for it that you won't probably will. It'll say in store only. You'll be able to see it on the app, which is great, but it's going to say in store only if you want to purchase it.
That's the smart thing, is that it's visible in the app.
Yeah. So you can go, I've got to have one of those.
Yeah. You can want it real bad.
Yeah. So they're still holding back some things and making them special. They've just said, some things aren't going to be as special. And the thing is that the eBay resellers will continue to make gobs of money off of things that are event specific. So they won't lose their, none of those will probably go hungry. So, you know, everybody's going to work out. And, you know, as Disney goes and offers these things, they then, very much as Disney always does, then create new ways of saying, but there is stuff that you want in the park.
Right.
And one of the ways that they've done this is the new customized magic bands that they're offering over in Tomorrowland. So have you looked at this, seen this new story?
Yes. It's the Tomorrowland. They used to just do phone cases. You could tell them what phone you had and pick a design, and they would do a custom phone case for you. And I think you could come back in 15 minutes or so, and it was done. So now they have that for magic bands. They've got a bunch of designs and colors, and you can get, you know, your name put on your magic band, and they've got tons of stuff you can do. But it's all custom, and printed in Tomorrowland. So you basically just go and select all these options that you want, and then 20 minutes later or whatever, you know, you come back and your magic band's done, and you've got this custom, you know, unique, one of a kind magic band.
So it's as one of kind as, you know, what I think 8 colors, and I think they said something like 40 or 50 designs can be. But yeah, that's still going to be more custom than, you know, the stock gray or blue or whatever magic band that everybody else has.
Mine is yellow.
Mine is now blue because it's the Epcot magic band.
Yeah, you got gray.
I did. I did. My free magic band was gray. But my, you know, so now I've got that one. And then, like I said, I think my Epcot one is blue.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So here's the thing. If you want some of these designs, which... the funny thing is I have looked around and I cannot find a lot of examples of people getting this done, which I think is a little bit weird. But, you know, I know the images that they released with this, they were showing stuff like Splash Mountain design for your magic band. Mm-hmm. Or I think they did a Haunted Mansion one, which there are a couple of Haunted Mansion ones out. But this was a like the Hitchhiking Ghosts on it. They've got like a It's a Small World magic band. And I like this because... here's the thing. Some of these attractions and some of these designs, I get it. They're not going to be popular enough for you to make a run of however many they have to do before they can put these into all of their stores. But, you know, they can create, somebody can come up with the design, and as long as the printer can print it,
sure,
then who cares if you only sell, you know, 100 in a year? Because they're still making their money, so they don't care. So I like this because it opens up the opportunity for some really cool designs that just, you know, those fringe designs that aren't going to quite get the traction that you would expect.
Yeah, whatever graphic design intern they've got working on these. I mean, it costs them nothing to say, hey, you can get this design too. And if it doesn't sell, they just pull it.
Ooh, you know what? You know what would be really cool?
What?
What if next, or I guess next year for the March Madness...
Oh my gosh.
March Madness magic bands.
That would be amazing.
And they can do that because they, you know, they, so for those of you who maybe weren't listening to us back then, Disney did this, or has been doing, I guess, for at least 2 years now, right? Been doing this March Madness thing where they pit different attractions against one another. And in the March Madness style of basketball, you know, so they've got the bracket and everything. And they do custom logos for each one. And so you've got ones like the Pirates of the Caribbean Bombers or something like that. And they have these custom logos that they've designed.
And they're amazing. They're not just like, oh, throw cobble some together. I mean, they are amazing logos.
Yes. And now they could be on a magic band. And
that would be awesome.
And here's the thing. The magic bands that I bought, the ones that came from the retail, were $19.95 each. These, if you don't get your name on them, $21.95, $2 more than what everybody else will have to have something that has a lot better chance of being unique. And then if you get your name put on it, which they print your name where the little clippies clip or whatever, on the children's size, and that will run you $29.95. So essentially, if you want your name on it, you're going to pay an extra $8. So it's not. Like I said, I don't really feel like they're just like super taking advantage of everybody with this, because that started, I don't know, $8 for your name seems kind of high, but again, they figured out what the market will bear, and that's what they're going to charge. And for those of you who apparently this is a thing, it's not a thing for me, but But for those of you who it's a thing, when you go to the Magic Kingdom customization store, you can now get a purple Magic Band.
Hey.
I did not know that there was such a demand, but I've heard from multiple people that there is a demand for the purple Magic Band. You can get the purple Magic Band if you go there.
Hey, man, people love purple.
It's not anything that I've been that concerned about, but if you have been dying to get that purple Magic Band, you can get that purple Magic Band now. So again, Disney is offering, you know, new ways of offering merch. They're continuing to create those special things that you can still only get in the parks. And while less of them, they are still there if you're looking for those things that are once in a lifetime. But at the same time, they're recognizing people don't want to have to travel home with a bunch of plates. Like, right. You know, me, I've got plates, bowls, and, like silverware and all sorts of things in my kitchen that are all Mickey Mouse. And if they would have offered me the ability to just purchase those things and have them shipped to my house, I would have totally been all over that, you know, even without going to the parks.
Right.
You know, and then I could tell my parents, hey, for Christmas, I want this set of plates right here. Mm-hmm. And they would have gone, okay, because we don't have to go to Orlando to buy those anymore.
Right. Yeah, that's important. The gift-giving thing, the gift-buying thing, I think is going to be huge.
So, congratulations, Disney. You have created more and better ways of taking my money. And I'm happy about it, too.
Oh, and so am I. And I think that'll about do it for this week's episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.